To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Thursday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 29th of September, 2022. We got a special Amazon edition of the news show for you today, and we'll get you caught up on the highlights of their latest event in around 5 minutes. Yes, indeed. Amazon had their fall hardware event. Gotta say, there's a lot of products this time. So much so that 5 minutes may not just be enough, so I best shut up and just get started. First item up for bids, oh yes indeed, that Kindle Scribe. Yes, Amazon has now finally begun selling a Kindle with a stylus. The Scribe, as you probably guessed, will actually let you scribe right on the tablet. And that scribing is all done by the magnetic pen. Now, of course, you won't be writing any novels on the Scribe. It's purely for to jot down notes. The new Kindle Scribe, yeah, does come at a little bit higher price. It's actually starting at $339. And it won't be available till later this year. I'm thinking around Christmas. But you can actually start pre-ordering as of today. From Scribe, we move on to the Echo Studio and the Echo Dot. They get their latest updates. The new Echo Studio actually features a new spatial audio processor. Everything's spatial nowadays with audio, isn't it? Anyways, Amazon is actually claiming that their new speaker will deliver better stereo sound with greater width, clarity, and presence. We'll see how the audiophiles feel about that one. The Echo Studio, we actually get a little sooner. It will start shipping next month, and of course, you can start pre-ordering it now, and will set you back about $200. Now, from the Studio, we move on to the redesigned Echo Dot. There's a heck of a lot larger driver in this speaker now. According to Amazon, the new model features twice the bass of its predecessor, and much clearer vocals. Now, you can go with the Echo Dot, or you can go with the Echo Dot with a clock, depending on your fancy, of course, and if you want it by your bedside. The Dot itself, $50. The Dot with the clock, $60. Now, from the Dot, we move on to the Ring side of Amazon. Now, both of these, Spotlight Cam Pro and Spotlight Cam Plus, these devices include Ring's advanced bird's eye view motion detection, and that was actually a feature that was only previously available on the company's flagship cameras. On top of that, Amazon will offer the Spotlight Cam Pro and the Spotlight Cam Plus in various forms, from battery, plug-in, solar, with the Pro starting at $230 and the Plus starting at around $200. Moving on with the Halo Rise. No, it's not a game. This is all about health and wellness. The Halo Rise is pretty much a no-contact sleep tracker. So it detects your movement and your respiratory patterns. Every morning you'll see a summary of that, with actually some tips on how to get a more restful sleep. Most of the time, though, it's probably just hitting your partner to stop him from snoring. On top of that, it also doubles as an Alexa-capable smart speaker and even a sunrise clock. If you need an expensive clock slash sleep tracker in your life, well, get ready to shell out $140 for this thing, which will also be on sale later this year. Now things begin to heat up with Amazon's Fire division. Of course, the Fire TV Cube is what they started off with here. The new model features a more mature design, as they're calling it, because they want it to look less out of place in your living room. On board now, the new Fire TV Cube is a 2 GHz octa-core processor and also an HDMI connection for TV pass-through. You can also switch specific channels, of course, depending on the app, with voice commands now, all part, of course, with the new Alexa Voice Remote Pro. Which, by the way, will set you back in an additional $35 if you want that thing. Amazon, however, though, went well beyond the Cube and went to the Fire TV Omni line. These are two new premium OLED models, and you can get them in screen sizes of 65 and 75 inches. These are actually the first TVs to include support for Dolby Vision IQ and even HDR 10 Plus. Both come also with an ambient experience mode that will actually display art or Alexa widgets. Now, of course, you won't be able to get your hands on the new TVs today. They will go on sale next month, with the 65-inch setting you back $800 and the 75-inch model $1,100. And of course, we'll end things with Echo Auto. Yeah, it's a lot slimmer now, and fits alongside every other gadgety thingy you've got in your car now. And speaking of car, Amazon has teamed up with BMW as well, as the retailer will build the next version of its vehicle voice assistant using Alexa as its base. That's about all we got out of that, though. It seems Amazon and BMW, yeah, being pretty hush-hush about what's going on between that partnership. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Visit our website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find all the BTN content over there. You can also support the new show over there as well. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For as little as $5 a month, you can do your part in keeping the new show on the air. Because without your support, this show simply can't exist. Also, don't forget to give us a like over there on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come join our community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun today, so join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.